Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
Oh, we've ruined this song for everyone. I heard from many people yesterday, full-size people as well, who said that that was one of their favorite songs, yet they've never listened to the lyrics of it. Or to it,
this
I should say.
This is one of their favorites.
God, how do you miss it, though?
It's just one of those songs, like, I couldn't have even told you who sang it. You know, it's just one of those songs. You probably heard it in movies or... My daddy played this song a lot. I was like thinking, now, did he even know what it meant?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he heard it enough to figure it out, well, right? It's not like you can look it up.
Well, now that I think about it, oh, man. My dad was 20 when he married my mother some 7 days after she graduated high school.
How did they meet? It was just like a high school thing where he was a couple years ahead or whatever.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you don't know? Oh, that's interesting.
Oh, my God.
You don't know that?
Do you not know how they met?
No.
I don't know how my parents met.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know if mine were married.
I know how mine met.
Oh. Fill that in. Go ahead.
Pride Parade?
How'd they... where'd they meet at?
They met at Furman because my dad played football for Furman, and her best friend was the coach for Furman University.
Dottie Pepper?
Her best friend's father was a coach.
Your daddy was a paladin?
Yeah.
Well, F you all the time.
And
Jerry Purtle?
And... The friend dated my daddy, and my mom. So I don't know exactly what happened, but my mom and him fell in love. And
hold that thought for 1 second. Do you know how mom and daddy met? ? I'm live on the radio right now, and I'm very embarrassed that I do not know this. And if you know it, I'm also going to be embarrassed. Thank you.
Jazz Big Brown.
I was texting Big Brown.
Your mom broke him up. That's what happened. She's like, this is mine.
Crazy? But they're still friends.
I know their first date, but they obviously didn't meet on their first date. Their first date was the Beach Boys concert.
Oh, yes. Man, that's a big one to go to.
Yeah.
Little Douche Coop and many others.
Yeah.
So my dad kind of liked my mom more than her best friend.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, that's good. I mean, there wouldn't have been a you had they... Like, I was, you know... And this is no ill will toward my daughter's mother, but I tell my daughter, I was like, man, it's wild to think like that, you know, you know people, you know how they are, and you think like, how did that ever happen? And the only reason it happened was to make that child. I mean, that's it. It would not have.
Yes.
That formula was needed to make my daughter, who has now, you know, brought me, I tell you, I can't. So cute. I can't not just gleam without talking about them. But I love them boys. I mean, they're God bless.
You know, people are gonna get on to you.
She's going. My daughter's gonna get jealous of me eventually. That she's gonna be. You just come here to see them. Because I tell her, you want to go take a nap and rest? You want to go do some shopping or something?
You see the animals too.
I do. Yes.
So, in your case, Paige.
Yes, sir.
Did you ever meet this? Well, obviously, you met the lady, right?
Because, oh yeah, I talked to her.
Oh, I bet that was awkward.
We're still friends.
What?
Yeah.
If I was her, I couldn't be friends with you.
Uh-uh.
And actually, she got the better husband than my mom did, getting my dad.
Dang.
Because we divorced.
Huh? Oh, whoa. So this is the I may have misheard because I was texting my sister.
Nice.
I'm sorry. That was very rude. And Mark's told me before to not do it.
Yeah.
But it's also like.
Well, this is the creative process.
What so. If I. Is coughing offensive to people?
Yes.
I mean.
Now it is.
Coughing?
Depends on how you cough.
What if I cough like I'm doing, like I'm
you're supposed to cover your mouth.
What was that called?
To try to dab
cough? I'm dab coughing.
Well, you look like you were Dracula for a second there.
To cough. I'm going to cough in my elbow.
Into the microphone or on people.
My sister is just too busy to text back.
If you don't cough loud enough, they'll call you a pussy. Just saying.
What about your
parents? If I cough too hard, I'll fart. It usually happens.
Fat boy?
I have no clue.
Really?
I don't know how they met. I could probably piece a couple things together. I don't even know if they were married. My dad and my uncle used to run around a lot, my mom's brother. So I assume maybe that's how they met. I don't know.
I don't think
both of them were great at not paying child support, though. So I'll give them that.
Well done. My mom always was in love with my dad. He was her favorite of all men that she dated.
Well, that's good.
She always thought that he was the best looking.
Yeah, but okay.
But he was such an ass.
But you think about, so I tell her, I was like, you know, it's crazy to think, like, you know. Because my daughter knows, you know, me, obviously, she, her dad, and she knows her mom. And you see the two of us now, like, totally two different people. Totally.
But there must have been an attraction of some sort.
No, yes.
That she was beautiful and...
No, she still is. I'm not saying that. No, let's not get that whole dug.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying beyond...
Fundamentally, you know, things that I find funny, she might not. And, you know, things that I... You know, all kinds of, you know...
People grow
weird
apart.
Things. So it's not even that. It's just like to think that was ever like a relationship... but it was only needed to, that sounds weird, but like that's what it took to make that happen.
I'm wondering about that stuff. Like if you're with somebody and you're not together for a lot longer than you were ever together, is it like you never knew that person almost? That's if you don't have a connection like a kid though.
Oh, well, I mean, I get along fine with her, everything like if Christmas and all stuff like that. I'm just saying like, it's just weird to think that.
And that's good because you don't have to now.
No. And then, yeah, I mean, we ain't got no heat. No.
Are you going to take your sister's word for it, though, on this situation?
I mean, I kind of have to.
Well, you can go
all
around.
I can do is pray about it. And hopefully my mother tells me from the other side.
See, I thought you'd be asking some aunts, some uncles, kind of what happened.
Well.
Somebody that was kind of there.
That's when I'm embarrassed.
Oh, yeah, because they'll get on to you.
You're wondering if they met in school or
no,
in church?
Or? He was 3 years older than her. So that's why I even said that. It's because of that song. He was dating a high school girl when he was almost... Well, I think you could drink alcohol at 18 then.
I knew I liked Diddy.
Wow.
Yeah, that kind of sounds like my parents. I don't know what the age difference, but I knew my dad was in college and my mom was in high school.
My dad didn't go to college. See, but he'd been to a Furman game, so
my
how about
mom
that?
Went to Converse.
Oh. My mom wore Converse, so...
Yeah. That's nice.
High tops.
I feel like I would never ask this question.
What?
Because I kind of like, I don't really want an answer. Like, I don't want to get into the history of it, but I know that nobody
will. Oh, he means that I'm going to talk too much about whatever he asks.
No, I mean, like, as far as my side goes, I can't go to my mom and say, you know, how did you two meet? Because I'm not really that concerned about it, but I don't think I would get an answer.
But that's, I mean, it is.
Yeah, you may.
I'm embarrassed by that. I mean, I really am.
We're not. We don't really disclose a lot of that stuff.
It might be a sweet little story that.
I don't know. My mom's mom died when she was a kid. I don't know that story. And I asked years and years ago. It's just really? Like, yeah, it's just stuff that never comes up. which is fine.
Did
you know, I get it.
Have a bad relationship?
I don't know.
God, you might be the first one that's like, I mean, and this is a tip of the cap. You might be the first one, it sounds like, in a while that's kept an intact family. I mean, I'm being honest to God. That's pretty damn powerful.
When deaths occur, man, deaths really split people.
It does. Death sucks.
It really does. As opposed to...
I stand by that.
If you have someone in your family that is a negative influence that kind of isolates everybody, and then you have to work your way back, because I had an uncle, a drunkle, if you will.
Oh, Lord.
And he just, one side of my family was really harsh because they're like, well, he does this, he does that. And
was he a little aggressive, I guess you could say?
I thought you were the drunkle. Lighten the
No, he had... He had health problems. Mental health problems.
Oh, back then that wasn't a good combination.
No. I've texted an aunt also to see if I can
get conflicting stories. This story's going to be good.
Yeah. Well, she's the one that will remember. She's good at that stuff. I should have asked her first over my sister.
I bet it's so romantic and so sweet. I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, but and that sucks. That really makes me feel like I'm being very like humble right now. That makes me feel bad that I don't know.
Did Mary scrapbook or anything? Is there, or if there's like clues you can go back and...
that's a good one. All women scrapbooked, but they did it for like hardcore for like 6 months and then stopped.
What about letters? I have a whole box of letters from boys.
Whore?
No, I love letters.
I should have went out on that.
How are those whore letters?
What,
you've never loved anybody?
Oh, yes, certainly. There's your marker, buddy.
That's going to be a sound drop.
I've got letters from boys.
You saved them from like previous relationships?
I've saved them from my husband, and I've saved them from, yes.
Boys.
I thought about writing letters to see what I get back. You know, somebody posted a picture. They wrote to Nike, and they got a picture. You know, it's one of these automated. Michael Jordan is too busy to talk to you, but here's an autographed picture.
Yeah.
Like, just straight talking to people. Like, hey, you know, here's a letter. What's up? People do not get those anymore. You talked about thank you cards. Uh-huh. Right, man?
I'm big on that.
Who does that anymore?
Me? Because of my mom, though. She really made that very important. She made that important to me when I was in high school. She gave me on my graduation card. She gave me a brand new Bible, and then a one subject notebook. And I was like, "Oh, school supplies for college?" She's like, "No, you're going to write down every person that gave you a graduation gift."
And then send them.
And you're going to hey, mama. And you're going to write down their return address on the card or whatever, and you're going to send them a thank you card, and you're going to save some money out of this.
God, there goes your
haul
summer.
That you're getting, which I thought I was. I got like $400. I thought I was so rich. I blew it all.
You know how I could tell you didn't have a girlfriend? Because girls like doing that. If you had a girlfriend, she would have done that for you. Girls love that kind of stuff back then.
No, they don't.
Because they were into the Lisa Frank stuff. They like, I'll do that for you. I'll write your English paper for you. I love doing that.
Yeah. God. Really?
Oh, yeah. That's how girls were, man.
Yeah, but their handwriting looks feminine.
A lot better. I won't believe you wrote it.
I've helped boys get out of high school because they don't study and they're lazy.
I thought you quit child trafficking.
Cut up your credit card.
No, but I did.
She's pulling up near the fence while they're pretending to.
How could you not? You know, I was like
playing basketball and they jumped the fence to get in her car.
I didn't help them with math, but I did help them with biology and things like that.
Oh, I bet.
That's crazy to think you were a tutor.
I did help people.
You have to tell the girl, I need you to write this like an R word, just had a stroke. So they'll believe it was like, my
right
paper.
With your left hand. Quit putting all them loop-de-loos on there and putting hearts on the damn eyes.
Will you sit by me so I can see your see your tits?
What?
Oh, hang on.
What? This is the Rise Guys. Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Ah, yeah.
We got the good one.
Paige was asking about this song. What did they say? Stupid, stupid?
Wow.
I'm just going to start calling people. I don't like. Whoa. You. Whoa.
It's about to kick up.
That I'd rather do
to fool you
than to be fooling with you, you dumb, stupid, stupid.
I don't give a. I don't give a.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Blank about you. This is actually the reason we're playing this. My parents met at a Big Sean concert. I found
That's
out.
What it was.
My aunt says, let me read it verbatim. My aunt says, I'm not sure exactly. I think someone introduced them to each other.
Well,
I thought they met on MySpace.
I know, like, hey, you know what?
Isn't that crazy? Like, wouldn't it be something if they've both gone now and we don't know how they met?
Maybe that's how they met back then, like everybody else, through a mutual.
But like she's on a mill hill in Greenville and he's on a mill hill in Greer over Appalach proper.
Do mill people know like each other back then?
I don't know if they were like gangs where they don't, like, you don't, you know, Brandon didn't associate with Woodside. Saxon didn't associate with Milliken. Not Milliken. What's the other one?
God, there were so many mills.
There's so many mills.
Like an Easley, Woodside, Ariel, many others.
Page like Sam Mills. Rest in peace.
Hall of Famer, I think. Yeah. Maybe.
It should be. I don't think he is, but he should be. Is he not?
I think he is, actually.
There's a bunch of people in NFL Hall of Fame I don't think should be.
Yeah, you and Coach Prime are singing the same tune.
There's a lot. But they also started it before. I mean, God, the football right now is just a quarterback's game. I mean, that's so crazy.
That's where the money's at.
But used to, it'd be like your offense, you know, not basically people's going to run the ball, catch the ball, throw the ball. That's it. Linemen never got any kind of whatevers. Linebackers would, because they could come out and just nail somebody hard.
Oh, yeah.
That's strange.
That's all Coach Prime said. If you're going to let everybody into the Hall of Fame, I need a different color jacket.
Wow.
So you set me apart.
You know what?
He's the greatest corner ever.
Well, that's true, too. That's true. How much time we got here? All day? All day, all day.
Only 7 minutes. Seven?
You know, I love time and I hate time. I don't like killing it, but I love taking advantage of it.
Yeah, because the way we just kind of, you know, stumbled upon something that's revolutionary in your life. Revolutionary.
That's I'm more of an 1812 kind of guy myself.
Yeah.
I don't know how my parents met. That's strange, right? Okay. this is, you know, as a native South Carolinian and a native Southerner, I've often, and one of the things you could piss my daddy off was talking about the South. Even if you were from here, he did not take too kindly to that. He despised John Forsythe, because one time he was on Tonight Show and he talked about rednecks from the South only kissed cousins and were inbred and all this stuff. And my dad, like, it was like my dad canceled him in his mind. Like, he doesn't exist anymore. So
it really does happen in West Virginia, by the way.
We've always had this weird kind of thing. And I thought, like, the world, or at least the country, like, kind of fell in love with the South again, you know? Like, oh, they're so nice. Everybody that moves here, oh, I fell in love with the people. That's why I say at this point we should all start flipping each other off in traffic, at least to folks with out-of-state tags, so we're not encouraging them to move here. They're so nice down there in South Carolina. Not no more.
Well, that's what's going to happen now with all the transplants. They'll come down here and do that still.
We're not smiling faces. Place is still pretty. There's a lot of buildings now, not a lot of green left, but necessarily. I told you we're going to change the name to Buildingville because there's no green left. Buildingville. Why do I say all that? Say this. And polls, do you like them?
She loves them.
Well, I don't mean like that. I mean the ones with two L's in it.
Oh, okay. I was talking about totem poles.
This is talking about the most and least trustworthy accents in America. And you already know where I'm going with this.
Trustworthy
accent. So if you hear a certain accent of a, and this is where we're not going to offend anybody because we're talking about Americans and we're all American.
I think I know most the least.
Least trustworthy?
Least, yeah, oh yeah, I'll argue. See, it to okay. the death too.
All right, what?
It's got to be the New York accent. Least trustworthy.
Least trustworthy. Paige, your guess.
Oh.
Because you've lived everywhere, man.
Everywhere.
The least, I would say.
You're Connie Cash.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
Least.
Southern.
Oh. And gay is not an accent, right?
Just no, like, I don't think so.
It's just an impersonation, voice-wise.
No. Yes. It's kind of like, yes. Okay.
Just to be contrary, I'll say Southern.
Okay.
Ooh.
Well, so you're saying the least trustworthy is Southern?
Yeah.
But you really believe that?
No.
Say what you really think.
I don't believe it.
Say, you know, probably the California accent.
California like
Valley
accent.
Girl. California. Okay. So let me just run through these. I'll go with the most trustworthy. I'll go from, we'll do the 5-1. Number 5, most trustworthy accent, New York.
No. No.
That's like the German of languages. It's coarse.
Yeah.
Sounds mean when you're just saying forget about something like, hey, I owe you the $20 for the pizza pie. Forget about it.
That's it. See, look, I know New Yorkers, and I like the New Yorkers I know, and they're pretty cool for the most part.
Yeah.
But that accent kind of gives you like the impression that somebody's trying to pull one over on
yes,
you.
Yes, a shyster of sorts.
Yeah.
Right.
How you doing, dude?
You trying to chum me some jewelry?
Yeah, like you need the guys on Canal Street.
You got the mushroom caps?
I got this Audemars Piguet in my jacket here. You want to buy it? How you doing?
This thing is so screwed. Number 4, California accent, most trustworthy. What is the California accent? Is it surfer dude? Because not from what I see on the news.
See, that's very similar to a Baltimore accent, the California accent. Where it's kind of like a, you know, something like this.
Yes, how are you? Hey, you guys. Let's hang out.
You go to the B&O warehouse.
I go down to the restaurant.
Do I have some lobsters?
have some lobsters.
this is so messed up. Philly, number 3.
I don't know what a Philly accent is.
I think it's like Wahlberg. Oh, yeah, you know.
Well, he's Boston.
Well, I don't care. Still, sounds like that.
You know. And maybe people like the New York accent because they always ask how you're doing. Maybe that's why
you
think it's so trustworthy.
How you doing?
How you doing? Or they'll tell you to forget a lot, you know?
Forget about it.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Number two, and we can say this now because they fired us, Cajun accent is the second most trustworthy accent in America.
That's a fun one to do. That's not true because you can't understand what it is.
That man, you don't know that. Right? Come down here and have a good time.
I mean, a lot of them do know like that.
Remember the Bobby Boucher?
Number one is Boston. Most trustworthy.
Boston.
That's the one you want to hear the most, I think. I think that took over the Southern accent. That's the one you want to hear the most. Because it's just so...
That it doesn't grate on your, like... You know, there's certain accents or, you know, American accents where when I hear them, I'm like people from Florida talk different. And it's, and I don't know what it is. I try to think of what is it the, I mean, it's a melting pot of a state.
Yeah, it is. It's really three like, states.
Yeah, it's like there's this weird, kind of, it's not water. It's not that. That's Pennsylvania people, water and all that stuff. It's just a different tone to it. Least trustworthy.
Least.
They put Southern accent as number three. Why?
Did I just answer the question? I think I know.
Why? Is it because of the news?
Our accent, even though we're welcoming you and we mean well, it does sound kind of condescending.
Hey, y'all. How are you doing? We missed you last Sunday.
Where you been? And it's mainly the way
it's like Marianne from
Weight Watchers. Bless her heart.
That's what it's the older Southern women of it, you know. Where what's wrong with you?
Like, so you think Dolly Parton? Like, I mean, I feel like when she says something, it's real. She means it. But now, yeah. You're making me second guess that.
Well, we do. We have a reputation for you know, being vicious to each other behind each other's backs.
What
more people? So than yeah.
People in general?
Well, the Southerners, for sure. That's like what we were born on that.
What is a Hawaiian accent?
I don't even know. If it's...
I'm not even doing it because I'm not trying to offend because, again, they're part of America and we can offend each other, just not other countries.
Do you say bruh and bro a lot or like do the...
Hang loose. Hang loose is, you do that in Columbia
surfing.
Too.
I think it is. I think you say bra a lot.
It's a bra.
Dog the Bounty Hunter is Hawaiian, right?
No.
Is he? I think he is, yeah. He
was, like, legit?
Or he lived there long enough to, like,
claim it.
Have the, yeah.
I thought bra. The Rock was Hawaiian.
He's Samoan.
Yeah, he's from Pennsylvania,
and
too,
black.
Right? He's from Pennsylvania and Florida.
He's African-American Samoan.
Okay.
God, the Rock's ambiguous. He's from, like, everywhere.
They said that it's what's going to be with the Antichrist. He will represent all mankind.
But is he going to have nice teeth and bench press 400 pounds?
Hey, boy, have you seen him lately? He's off the cycle.
Yeah, he dropped 60 pounds.
So like, how the world do you...
Batista did the same thing.
How is that good? How is that good for your heart? Or your whole body, in fact. How is that good to go from 60 pounds? That was the chair. I swear to God, that was the chair. It literally sounded like... I confused myself, but it was the chair.
I think it's a lot better on your joints. At least that's what Henry Rollins was saying. At least he felt a lot better when he stopped lifting weights.
But just the mass of it, and then to go back down, like when the celebrities will gain and lose weight so much to play a role. Like,
yeah
that is not, I can't.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. I saw Channing Tatum just did it for some movie he's in, but I wouldn't do it. Especially, you know, he's in his 40s. At that age, you got to quit doing
that. Is he
going
to play an S&M dog again?
Nah, it was some kind of, he breaks into a Toys R Us and lives there or whatever. Yeah. I saw it on one of these entertainment shows. It said he lost a lot of weight for it. But in that age, you can't be doing that, man.
Is this like an older, like, where the hell is your Toys R Us at?
No, this is a new movie, but I think it's an old story.
Oh, okay.
Cool. I think it might be a true story, actually.
Based on a true story.
I always think of...
Five Nights at Freddy's was a true story.
It really was. It was called Showbiz back in the day.
Yeah.
Let me get ahead of this real quick. With too much weight loss, this Ozempic face.
You mentioned that a lot. I've got to look for pictures of that.
Ozempic face.
Ozempic face.
Rebel Wilson and others.
The lady on the commercial doesn't have it, but she's also fat.
I know. She also acted like she just started taking it.
Pleasantly plump. I mean, it's like, have you started? Why are you already excited about this? You ain't even taking it shit. Don't look like
it. I think somebody spiked your Ozempic with barbecue sauce.
It's like 80 Brian up there dancing around. Wow. If you don't get this cord, what is this?
Talk about easily distracted.
You got like 18 pins on the ground. As keep stepping on them, and I thought it was your cord.
You should keep your feet on your side.
She's got a pencil cup holder for some reason, and
she has every highlighter color possible. I think she sits there and just colors sometimes during the show.
Is that what you do during middays?
Color Filthy Pictures.
Oh, she does photo shoots in there. Photo shoot.
Oh, yeah.
Pose. Pose.
I told you you could do them. You could be by yourself and do like topless news readings for an OnlyFans and make a killing.
I could.
You don't like money.
Apparently.
But I'm talking to somebody who has multiple properties, multiple vehicles.
Oh, I thought you were talking to me. You said that.
An expansive portfolio.
My property. I don't have a portfolio now.
High dollar stocks, which
trapper
I didn't believe keeper. You until
she
I looked
a
it
trapper
up.
Keeper.
Well, you looked it up. I didn't believe you about the stock. You talked about a lot until we looked it up. I'm like, oh my God, she was telling the truth. I had no clue.
I didn't second guess you, but I didn't.
I said I did.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about me. We can't have two people talking about you.
We were both talking about you, but not passive aggressive. I'm like, good Lord, is she right? And
yes,
I've been trading around a little bit, you know, here lately, messing around with it. And I looked it up, I'm like, good God, she's absolutely right. And you wouldn't have, again, you wouldn't have just made that up off the top of your head.
No, I watch it.
God, you're like the big hooter stockbroker. That's another character
I'm
we
not.
Can do.
I don't have a clue whatsoever. I just watched trends.
You did on that one, though.
Well, and then I looked at one that was very disappointing to me.
How come you don't share that with friends, though, ahead?
It's insider trading. Yeah. But I don't really look into, I don't follow it, and I'm not, like, putting money on it every day because it got to be stressful. And I lost money.
Dude, like 2 days last week, I was doing that, like, hardcore afternoon, like, not tons, but like short day trading. My God,
yeah.
Your brain feels like it's going to melt.
It's aggressive, man.
You do is you buy early and then you sell in the afternoon.
When you're dealing with these penny stocks, a lot of them you can't flip.
Mm-hmm. Flip them fast. Don't hold
Or if
on
you
to
think,
them.
Oh, I'll just sell them for what I got in them. You don't realize the damn transaction fee and then you just lost money.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm sorry.
No, no it's not. Fine. You can make it up to us with some fun headlines before we get into this groundbreaking best damn audio.
Groundbreaking.
Use some crypto advice later.
Yeah, No, she says you don't mess with crypto.
Oh.
No, I don't.
Yeah. She's more of a camel toe person.
It's not that.
Oh, is that a new currency? Moose knuckle. Buy in right
Moose
now.
Knuckle.
Dude, cryptos, they have blood toes.
Cheetos.
I asked you what she was working on.
Oh, yeah,
you're
yeah.
You're just looking
okay.
at us like a bunch of dummies.
No, I you were talking about trading, and I have cryptos, and I was just listening. I know nothing about that.
Oh,
so we're going to talk about a new phrase, clocked it, next.
Anyway, clocked it?
Yeah, Rise Guys headlines. We'll get into that next.
Clogged?
What does it mean?
Clocked it.
Clocked.
Oh, this is a clogged.
Not clogged.
Okay. Is this like,
not like the toilet.
This
clocked.
Is something that, it's like a one of them new words they're going to add to the dictionary?
Yeah, maybe.
You know, I'm having an issue with you right now. I'm lucky you're not on the same team with
us. I know she's
talking
about
the same team. I will get into that. I don't want to give too much
Give
away.
Me Wolf Biltzer's phone number.
Biltzer.
All right, good morning.
I understand how they're funny at the crack of stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You had to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Paige, what do you think about Starbucks?
Be honest, don't lie.
Seriously, buy on the dip or what?
Yeah, what do you think?
I think so, because now it's the season.
Ooh, I checked on one we were talking about. Don't want to give a hot tip. It did dip about $4 per, you know, so. Margin, of is real slim.
Because pumpkin spice.
Oh, yeah. And other stuff, you know, they got those.
And plus the temperatures are dropping in a couple weeks.
See, she analyzes even the weather for you know.
I know. I did not think of it that way.
Everything we don't think of.
I don't know.
She analyzes it.
What do you think about pork bellies? Go ahead.
I have no clue.
Oh, yeah. I see you winking over there.
Really, I don't do it that much, so I'm not.
Right.
All right. So if your teenager says this, your teenager knows the favorite phrase.
Is it gat?
Of many people.
Oof.
Clocked it is the new phrase.
Oh, you know what? Oof. That one's way too much.
Oof.
I hear that.
That's old, though. That's kind of.
But it's coming back.
Oof. You know what's too much is eats.
Eats?
It's when they use too much.
Meaning?
Like, the other tense would be like, you know, if you did a good job, be like, Mattman ate. He just ate right now.
Oh, wow.
He really ate.
Oh. I women can say it, but men need to quit talking about other people need to get their flowers. Stop with that. Just say,
kudos, maybe?
Kudos or a pat on the back. You give me no flowers. I don't want no flowers. Give me the $50.
Now, if you really ate and it was like, you know, perfect, not only did you eat, but you ate and left no crumbs.
How am I going to bring nothing to the table when I am the table?
Well, I am the table.
Well,
we are the bar.
A TikTok mom explained everything, because that's what moms do, is they go on TikTok and explain things.
Yes. You're welcome. Ways. You're welcome, America.
She's seen it used. So they might say, your nails look nice. Clocked it. Or they might hear some juicy gossip and say, clock that tea.
And what?
So if you...
Clock that tea.
Okay, for example, if you are dating a guy... And,
nope.
And you suspect that he's got other girls, at least probably, you know, like 20 of them on the side. Yeah. Then you
Jesus.
Say, what's the tea on Mattman?
I got the audio
low.
For you.
So you've got a compliment, as in like your outfit slay, clocked it. It's all you do something like a TikTok trend or something that they liked, okay? And they say, oh, clocked it. Like they saw it and they noted it. They clocked it. Teacher gets on to a student, like you roast them, you get them, like, how dare you be up out of your seat without permission or whatever. The other kid's like, ooh, clocked it, like, got him, in other words. Like, oh, she clocked that T. Clocked it like you had a good comeback, like your mama. Clocked it. It's the new form of clapping, they say.
You know what the problem is?
No
way. You got to clap.
That explanation, when the teacher roasts the student.
It should never happen.
Is that appropriate?
That's better than doing other things.
I mean, damn.
Okay. Well, how about you just teaching and not be sarcastic?
I have a very close friend who uses the word, like if he got tickets to a concert, he copped some tickets for it.
Oh, that's it's like an old term.
I want to tell him, though. Like, don't say that.
He copped tickets.
What he also calls his girl a dime. I feel like that's such a...
Why is he objectifying?
It is seems objectifying. I mean, like, why ain't she a full half dollar?
I tell you what I'm going to ruin.
Why ain't she a cougar ran?
Like, older white women ruin Trap House because they kept saying it. I'm going to ruin
what is that
We
mean?
Out Here.
Trap House.
We Out Here.
Yeah. Which means we're seen. We're prevalent.
We're out here.
We are out here, boys.
We out here for it.
That's we
here for it. We out here for it.
You hear her? What's the Trap House? Are you serious?
I hear people say it.
You've heard us talk about it on this show.
I bet I know who you've heard say it to, your other crowds you work with. They probably say Trap House a lot.
Probably so.
It's drugs, Paige. It's a drug house.
I have no idea. Nobody's ever invited me there.
It's a drug den.
Yeah. I don't go there because they know that I can't
you
handle
won't ever
things like
come
that.
Back.
I won't.
The door will open. Ooh. It will be John Cougar Mellencamp there, but as the door closes, Two Chainz is suddenly there on the couch.
You'll get banged more than a screen door in a tornado, according to that one caller.
Yeah.
Pitbull eating mayonnaise.
Mm-hmm.
Never forget.
Oh, okay. Well.
You just made her like.
She wants to go to the Trap House now. Like,
look at her.
What's going on there? No.
You just started about just.
You said I got mayonnaise? I'm there.
Pinned like a cushion. Look at her.
What the hell? My God,
woman.
You're making me laugh.
I mean, you see your aura right now. Like, that's wild.
Yep. I know you like dudes.
I do like dudes.
I had a feeling she liked men.
Yeah. She likes those dangerous, like, possibly dealing drugs type dudes.
No, I don't.
She likes those bad boys.
I like
she says.
Good boys who do incredible things.
You like a dude who deals drugs and running from the law?
No, I don't.
He's got warrants.
No.
He's got more warrants than
she's going to get a job at a bail-bonding place just so she can meet men.
Never,
God, she really
ever.
Is.
Rob knows Giggy, I think.
Stop.
I'll bail you out of jail.
No, I've never done that.
But what are you going to do for me?
I just never. No.
All those letters from boys I told you about, they're jail mail.
That's what it is.
That's why I have so many jobs. Ever. I'm helping Cyrus get his law degree while he's in college. Mm-hmm.
They're going to be going back to the judge. Can I go back in? She hooks up too much.
She sends some weird, sexy pictures.
She had me do all kind of stuff. You have him crying like Day-Day in next
I
Friday.
I did study serial killers, but I never went to prison.
Of course.
Of course, you're a white woman.
I never went to prison to talk to them.
Listen to what we just talked about in this little conversation.
I know, man.
Pumpkin spice, serial killers, hot dudes.
Hot dudes.
If that's not a white woman for you, I don't know what it is.
I don't know why our female numbers don't go any higher. I mean, Jesus.
They'll be tuning in. Oh, did you say pumpkin spice? Did you say serial killer?
Well, I have, no desire to sit and interview someone anymore. I mean, when I was doing my...
I thought you just got a home studio put in.
Man. Well, when I was getting my thesis in college, I did. I don't want to do that
you
again.
You should see a doctor if you got that in college.
I really would.
I want
right.
that.
Thank you, Paige.
They're crazy.
That was bizarre, really. When we come back, it's the best. And I'm going to feature a song. You know how now you can't. Rarely is the song just one person anymore. It features many, many people. Yep. This song features so many people, you're going to think it's like We Are the World. So many people. And you know what? You probably know every last one of them.
Oh, okay. Like a compilation.
Yes.
That's going to be good. You know, we've talked about compliance in the workplace, right?
Boo!
Sometimes that always doesn't work in corporate America. Sometimes it might even extend to a farm or a ranch.
Yeah, let's say ranch.
Yeah.
Like a dude ranch.
Yeah, oh my God.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.